8:64:40. The song is called Free, 19 to 12. It's always nice to talk to Kim Bolson because she makes a lot of sense. Kim, of course, naturopath, author and hormone consultant. How are you, Kim?
Thank you, Grant. And you?
Not bad. You want to talk about thyroid disorders today. If somebody suspected that they may have a thyroid disorder, what would they be noticing first?
All right. Okay, I'll run through a short list. Here we go. If people experience ongoing fatigue that's not relieved by anything much, like even sleep, and you wake up feeling very tired in the mornings, if you have elevated cholesterol that doesn't seem to be wanting to budge, difficulty losing weight, cold hands and cold feet, probably quite common up in Toowoomba in wintertime, poor short-term memory, experiencing any hair loss, bowel movements, maybe less than one a day, very dry skin or itchy skin through the winter, fluid retention, infertility, miscarriages, yellowing skin on the soles of the hands and the feet is an interesting one, recurrent infections, not getting, you know, not picking up after an infection and getting another one, thinning eyebrows or eyelashes, so where the eyebrows actually often end halfway across. They should go right to the end of your outer eye. That's a really good classical sign of thyroid problems.
Okay.
Skin pasty, puffy, pale, pulse less than 60 beats a minute, low blood pressure, and the average morning temperature less than 36.5 degrees. And that's a really good way of checking, actually, to see if you do have a basal metabolic problem with thyroid.
Mm. All right. So these indicators could mean that your thyroid gland might be under stress. What does the thyroid do?
Yeah, the thyroid's one of those powerhouse glands, Graham, in the body, and it's situated just in your throat area, and it's a bilobed gland, so there's two of them, and they dynamically run your metabolism, so they help to speed you up when it comes to, you know, governing weight. And people with, unfortunately, you have the opposite effect when it comes to low thyroid. You have an overactive thyroid in some people, and they have the big bulby eyes and a very fast metabolism, and often sweaty hands and sweaty feet. So it governs your metabolism. So if it's underactive, it's just as much of a problem as it is being overactive. It also governs bowel function. It governs hormones for women too, what happens down with the ovaries and the uterus. So, and a general sense of feeling well, and it's not that difficult to actually nurture and look after your thyroid.
If someone suspects they may have a thyroid disorder, you're suggesting that they might check with a naturopath first before, you know, they head off to the doctor.
I do, and I do that for a reason, actually, Graham, because we have some good little tests in clinic that we can run that are very simple and straightforward. So, for example, I'll often give them just a sheet that requires them to take their underarm temperature each morning for 3 to 5 mornings in a row, and then we get a little idea. And if it's under 36.5 degrees Celsius, well, look, you know, the suspicions would be there of thyroid and perhaps even adrenal malfunction as well.
Mm.
The second thing is iodine, and I run a little iodine patch skin test where I paint some iodine onto the skin, maybe just around the ankle or the wrist, and the client then goes away and assesses and tells me how long it takes to fade, because that's an indicator for me as to whether or not the iodine is sufficient in the body, and the thyroid gland needs quite a lot of iodine in order to function. I also do a zinc taste test, and again, very easily done, because in order to look after your thyroid, it, as I said, doesn't require much, but it requires nutrition, and it requires iron, iodine, zinc, selenium, protein. And if you give it those things and you make sure that they're up to speed, maybe before you go and spend your money having a blood test and having a thyroid panel done, you'll be doing yourself a great deal of service. You'll notice energy start to come back, all sorts of things will happen.
Okay. Can it be picked up with a normal blood test?
Yep, good point. Medically, they routinely will only check for a thing called TSH, which is called thyroid stimulating hormone. Now, this only gives you half the picture, so you really can't diagnose underfunctioning or overactive thyroid sufficiently well enough just on a TSH. But you've got to twist some doctor's arms to get them to do what we call a thyroid panel, and this involves checking a thing called T3 and T4 and reverse T3 even, and thyroid antibodies. So, you know, they're really important if you really, really suspect that, you know, some of these symptoms you've had for some time. Go to see a naturopath first to get checked. Make sure that your nutrition and your bowel performance is up to speed and your absorption is good. And those iodine and zinc statuses are actually good as well. And your iron is also has to be good because the thyroid will sink if it hasn't got iron in the body. And then perhaps if we're still struggling, pop along and have a thyroid screening. But just don't rely on your TSH because it's just not accurate enough to, okay, to tell whether or not you have thyroid problems.
All right. I assume you've got a lot of this information on your website?
I have it in my head.
Go and put it on your website because I know a lot of people go to your website for information.
I will. I'll make an extra page
good
for you.
Okay. But look, the idea is if you suspect that there is a problem, check with a naturopath first and then you go from there.
That's exactly right. That would be a great idea.
Okay. Kim's website, by the way, is all the W's, Kim Balson, that's KimBalson.com. KimBalson.com, all one word. Good to talk to you. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Graham.
All right. Thank you, Kimmy. It's now 13 to 12.